You're listening to SBS News.
In an age of elbow bumps, there was a handshake between the two presidents who don't see eye to eye on many matters. The goal for the summit between United States President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin was low, to stabilize relations. Things got off to a chaotic start as journalists were blocked from entering the venue. Once calm was eventually restored, there was a brief moment for pleasantries. I hope our meeting will be productive, said Vladimir Putin. And with that, the meeting moved behind closed doors. They lasted 4 hours. It was shorter than planned, but Mr. Biden appeared satisfied.
The bottom line is, I told President Putin that we need to have some basic rules of the road that we can all abide by.
Mr. Putin was also pleased.
As for the overall assessment, I believe that there has been no hostility. On the contrary, the meeting took place in a constructive spirit.
President Biden raised the detention of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny and what will happen if he dies in prison.
I made it clear to him that I believe the consequences of that would be devastating for Russia.
Mr. Putin, as usual, refused to say Mr. Navalny's name and said he only had himself to blame for his incarceration.
He was put on the wanted list. Knowing this, he still returned. I proceed on the assumption that he wanted to be arrested deliberately.
When challenged over the government's crackdown on opposition, Mr. Putin criticized the United States, citing the Capitol riot and the killing of George Floyd. On the conflict in eastern Ukraine, there was never going to be agreement.
I communicated the United States' unwavering commitment to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
As for Ukraine's possible adhesion to NATO, this topic was touched tenuously. There's nothing to discuss.
Following recent ransomware incidents, Mr. Biden gave Mr. Putin a list of 16 critical infrastructure elements he believes should be considered off-limits for cyber attacks.
I looked at him and said, well, how would you feel if ransomware took on the pipelines from your oil fields? Said it would matter.
There were some areas of agreement. There's a commitment to launch fresh talks on nuclear arms control, and their respective ambassadors in Moscow and Washington, D.C. will resume their postings. Ultimately, this summit was about both men getting the measure of each other, as for if they can trust one another.
Leo Tolstoy said once, there's no happiness in life. There are only distant flashes of it. Appreciate it. I think in this situation, we can't have a sort of family trust, but I think we have seen distant flashes of it.
There was no invitation to the White House for Mr. Putin, but he'll have left Geneva satisfied that another meeting with an American president concluded without making any concessions. On his part, Mr. Biden got to lay out his red lines and differentiate himself from his predecessor, Donald Trump.
How could I be the president of the United States of America and not speak out against the violation of human rights?
There's still every chance nothing will change in U.S.-Russia relations, but the hope now is that they won't get any worse. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.